After 1980, you leave the Bills. Mm-hmm. Is that because you didn't want to go with anybody else?
Actually, I was put on waivers. They called me in and talked to me about trade. I wasn't interested in that. And I had made a commitment that I wasn't going to play any more than 10 years if I played that long. I made it 7, and football got to be not fun anymore. To me, it was, you know, getting a paycheck for doing an extracurricular activity.
In 1980, and as you left then, you were in a good stead financially.
I was okay, sure.
What did you do when you left the Bills?
I used my OSU alumni network and got in the cable television business.
What cable company?
Actually, I worked for a company here in Tulsa called Southern Satellite Systems, owned by Ed Taylor. Then I accepted a job with a company called United Video with Roy Bliss.
Yeah.
And worked for United Video for 13 years.
In what capacity?
Ended up, when I left United Video, I was vice president of sales for the corporate office.
Your personality carried you a lot through that. I mean, you weren't necessarily trained for sales, but apparently you were a natural salesman.
I don't know if I was a natural salesman or not. I've always been sociable. I would like to think that I've always had a personality, and I've always been approachable, and that worked in my favor. Having some name recognition and some notoriety certainly opened a lot of doors, so making a sales call for me was a little different because my name was recognizable. I would automatically get an appointment.
I had to feel good.
Right.
Then you left United Video.
I left United Video after 13 years and took a position in Detroit, Michigan as the assistant general manager and director of marketing and sales for a regional sports network called Pass Sports.
Okay.
And it was owned by the Washington Post. Washington Post owned Post Newsweek. And Post Newsweek owned broadcast entities. They owned the NBC affiliate in Detroit. The NBC affiliate in Detroit bought a regional sports network. I was hired to turn it around, so to speak, and transition it from a hybrid cable network to a full basic network. I wanted to get into sports marketing. I thought I did anyway. And I wanted to be in a sports town. Detroit offered the opportunity, so I took the job. I spent 2 years in Detroit. I watched the Detroit Red Wings win the Stanley Cup. I had luxury suites at every sports arena. So I watched the Detroit Pistons play and Detroit Lions. Barry Sanders was there and Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Tigers. I mean, it was just a fun time for 2 years. Every week I was in a luxury suite watching an athletic event, entertaining clients.
2 years there, then what?
We sold the sports network to what is now Fox Sports Detroit.